The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, yes. We're not heading for trouble. We're looking for trouble. And if you want to look out for trouble and avoid those trouble spots, well, you might want to check the research that New Constructs does, because it rates stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. One of the big points behind that research is that frequently, the stuff that you might think is attractive is the stuff that is dangerous. It's what winds up coming out at the bottom. It's pretty easy to find real stinkers. It's a lot tougher to determine which things out there look good when you're looking at the shallow levels, but when you dig in deep, they actually aren't so good. And that's why we have David Trainer on the show each week. David is the president of New Constructs at New Constructs on Twitter or newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Ventas.
Danger, danger.
This is not a stock that necessarily folks have a lot of familiarity with. It's ticker symbol VTR. It has gone up a lot. This is one of those stocks that, like I said, on the surface, well, the numbers would say, wow, big gainer. But why is it not quite as good as it might look?
Well, you're right. You know, the popularity effect in a world where so many investors use momentum as a key criteria really compounds performance sometimes, right? You know, if it's a popular stock, it does really great. You know, just like BlackBerry back in the day. When it was popular, it was ridiculously expensive. And we saw what happened when it became unpopular. So the popularity of a company or a stock should not be the basis that investors use to invest in it. And Ventas is one, I think, that falls squarely in that category. Popular for a couple reasons. It's a REIT, and everyone likes REIT these days. In an inflationary environment, real estate is good. But also because they cater primarily to elder care facilities, which have benefited from, as a business, from a bit of supply-demand imbalance, where there is an aging population, there's this big baby boomer generation that is becoming elder care eligible. So there's been a great big rise in demand for these kinds of facilities where supply has been relatively weak. But it's my contention that that story's over. We've known about this for years now, that this was happening, and the supply has picked up greatly. Most importantly, though, I think Ventas has essentially ridden that wave of enthusiasm, and that wave has reached its peak. And when I say it's reached its peak, I'm talking about valuation. Right?
Okay.
The current price for Ventas implies that it's going to grow its profits, after-tax cash flow, what we call NOPAT, at 16% compounded annually for nearly 20 years from where it is now. So that's assuming, really, that they continue on this great growth that they've had for the next 20 years. I just think that that's unrealistic. Now, what I also see is that the profit growth in the business has not been what people think. We've seen returns on invested capital drop from the high 20s to the low single digits over the last 6 years.
And what's been driving that?
A balance sheet where they've been going out and building and acquiring properties at a rate that's much faster than the cash flows that those properties generate.
This is one that to me is a bit odd because Ventas, as you pointed out, is in the REIT space, in the real estate space. And normally we expect those kinds of businesses to have high yields. This is not a high yield stock, and it is trading at a very elevated price-to-earnings ratio. So that would seem to suggest, even without digging deeper, that valuations are a bit out of whack.
That's right. But the main thing I think people are missing is that the growth in the balance sheet here is outpacing the growth in cash flows. And that's particularly troubling to me for a business that has been in a sector where there's not been a lot of competition in the last several years compared to the competition they're going to see, right? Because in the last few years, everybody and their brother in the real estate business has been targeting this elder care market because they've seen a supply-demand imbalance, and they've been going out and looking to take advantage of that. So if they've seen profits and margins deteriorate significantly, as I've seen them in my model already, I don't really think that the future holds a bunch of great growth for this company.
When I look at this, I really don't think that any investor out there would normally look at a real estate investment trust that has no yield. Should that alarm people? Would that be something of a red flag to you as well?
Well, I think that, you know, they've got a yield that's 3.8%. You know, so it's probably been on some people's radar for a little while. It's not as great as a lot of other places. But, you know, the whole yield thing goes back to what you and I have talked about many times, Chuck. Yield is only good if you don't have much risk of the underlying capital loss, right? So if the yield is 3.8% and we see the downside closer to 30 or 40%, well, you know, that 3.8% doesn't do you much good.
Where are REITs generally?
Very few REITs look good to us because they're so overbought, right? I mean, look, this whole idea that what is expected to be a highly inflationary environment when Greenspan finally takes the $5 trillion weight off the interest rates, which is keeping them artificially low, we're going to have inflation, and that real estate's what you're going to want to own in inflation. And so, you know, this is a crowded trade. It's been very crowded for a long time. What I'm saying is that Ventas is sort of overcrowded for two reasons. One, because it's a REIT, and two, because of this aging population elder care thing.
And that is why Ventas, ticker symbol VTR, trading in the $70 plus range, is in the danger zone. And very quickly, David, how much of a haircut do you think it's worth at this point?
Well, my model shows that the no growth value of the stock is closer to 12, 13 bucks. I do think they will grow, right? So, you know, I think that 40, 50 bucks is probably going to be the fair range for this company.
That is a big haircut. Again, Ventas, VTR, in the danger zone this week. And we love visiting the danger zone with David Trainer from New Constructs, at New Constructs on Twitter or newconstructs.com. David, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the Monday, March 18th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.